This podcast is for education purposes only. Please stay tuned to see disclosures at the end of the presentation or see the link to my disclosures in the show notes.
Welcome to Not Your Parents' Financial Advisor, the go-to financial education podcast for affluent millennials. Join your host, certified financial planner professional and millennial Alex LaRosa, as he breaks down expert financial planning tips for the younger generation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of Not Your Parents' Financial Advisor. Today, we're going to talk about saving strategies, specifically for high earners. This is an often overlooked part of wealth building, and usually when I sit down with younger professionals, I find that they have no saving strategy at all. And the reality is, there are a few easy and actionable steps that I will cover here today that can make a huge difference in building long-term wealth. So let's get started with an overview about what I'm going to talk about in today's episode. First, we're going to talk about common mistakes when it comes to savings. Then we'll talk about building a saving strategy from the ground up. I'm also going to talk about recommended savings rates per age from Fidelity. Also, I'm going to talk about why this is my preferred method for doing any kind of retirement planning for young people. We're going to talk about automation, which I believe is key in saving. And then we're going to finally end with the three buckets and frequently asked questions, right? So let's get into it. First, I want to talk about some mistakes that I often find when it comes to young people and their savings. Number one, I find that they often have too much cash. And this often comes from just not having a plan. Their savings account builds up and builds up, and they don't really know what to do with it, right? They're saving in their 401k. So they think, you know, hey, I need savings, I need liquidity. And that's fine. But the reality is, the more cash that you hold on to for a longer period of time, it's just going to drag your overall performance down, which can mean a lot in the long-term effect of time value of money, right? I often find also that people are only saving for retirement within their 401k, right? So they're either maxing it out, they're putting a certain percentage in to get the match, and that's all they're doing, right? So I believe there's many other options when it comes to accounts and like what types of accounts that young people can be using, that they have the value, the power of time on their side, and they should be putting them to work. And we'll cover them later in the episode. I often find that they focus a little too much on a budget. And I think that's hard to do because sometimes you set yourself up for failure when you put yourself on a budget. Because if you go over something or the budget doesn't work out, you feel defeated, the plan didn't work. Instead, focus on one thing to start, which is hitting your savings goals, hitting your savings rate every month, and keep stacking it and stacking it and stacking it over the long period of time. And the last mistake that I always find, and this is something that I fall, victim to myself, is lifestyle inflation. And that is, as one's income goes up, their expenses go up with it. So their savings rate never really grows. It kind of just stays the same. And this kind of is a society thing where we want to appear successful. You want to keep up with our peers. We're all consumers at heart, right? And that's, something that's really, not saying you can't enjoy life and buy things with the money that you make, but it's important to just try not to fall too victim to lifestyle inflation. When you get a big bonus, when you get a promotion, increase your savings incrementally over time, and that can make a huge difference. All right, let's talk about building a savings strategy from the ground up. And the first thing you're going to do is know your gross income, right? So what's your gross income before taxes, before anything else? Once you know that number, right, then I want you to calculate, what you're saving for retirement. Right? So what's going into your 401ks, what's going into IRAs or brokerage accounts? Then you should have an idea from a percentage perspective of what that is, right? Is it over or under 15%? So 15% is my recommended minimum savings for just retirement, right? For short term, this isn't for buying a home. This is not for education funding. It's just for your retirement. If you're under that 15%, well, now that's gives you a place to start. Start looking at your expenses or income. What's this? Any discretionary spending that you can probably put towards retirement? Get that at least up to 15% to start. If you're at or over 15%, great. Okay, if that's all you can do, fine. But if you're doing 15%. And then you see your savings accounts also building up right past that 3 to 6 months expenses for an emergency fund. Well, you have what's called excess, and it's time to start putting that to work for the long term. Put it in a brokerage account, put in Roth IRAs, and we'll talk about the buckets at the end, but put that to work for the long term. The more cash you hold, the worse your performance is going to be. you know, again, that's how you can build a saving strategy from the ground up. Now, what's the recommended percentage? As I said, 15%. Well, let's talk about Fidelity has a study on, you know, depending on what age you start, that should give you your starting percent. So if you're starting at age 25, then the recommended is 15%. If you're starting later at age 30, you need to bump it up. Your minimum needs to be 18% of your income. And finally, if you're starting, you know, later at age 35, you need to start with a minimum of 23%. So as you can see, you know, obviously the earlier you start, the less you have to save at the beginning because you have that compounding growth over time. Now, as I said in the beginning of the episode, this is my preferred method of retirement planning for younger people. And the reason being is, you know, by the book, retirement planning usually starts with, okay, well, how much income do you need in retirement, right? And I think, you know, even for myself, it's hard as a 35-year-old or 25-year-old to know 30, 40 years down the road what your life is even going to look like. I read a study once that, you know, the average person changes their perspective, their views on the world, you know, what they value. It changes every 10 years. So you're talking about three potential changes between now and retirement for me. I have no idea what my retirement's going to look like or what I'm even going to want out of retirement. So it's hard to know exactly what I'm going to be spending or what I'm going to need. So instead, focus on the now by hitting those savings goals, hitting them every year, stacking them every year. And then as you get closer to retirement, you can start doing those by the book retirement needs analysis because you have a better idea of what you want your retirement to look like. Automation is key. Now, when I say automation, I'm talking about setting it up where money is automatically coming out of your paycheck or your bank account into some kind of investment account every month or every week, however often you get paid. So it's not there for you to spend because I often have people say, well, I'll throw money in when I get it. Well, when the money's there, I often find that if it's there, they'll spend it or they forget 1 month or the market's not right for them. They don't think it's a good time to invest. So they miss months. And that can, again, have a huge impact down the road. So set it up where it just automatically comes out and you don't even think about it. It's not even money there for you to spend. It's automatically going into these accounts. You're already doing it with a 401k or, you know, even taxes. It's coming out of your paycheck. It's not there for you. So set that same automation up that you have with a 401k into your IRAs and your brokerage accounts as well. Let's talk about the three buckets. So I did a study a few years ago, a case study, where I compared two people who have the same identical income, savings, retirement date, age, all things are equal. The only difference is person A saves 100% of their income, so 100% of their savings, so 15% of their income in a 401k, a tax-deferred 401k. Person B splits his 15% savings rate up between 50% goes into a 401k, 30% goes into a taxable brokerage account, and 20% goes into a Roth IRA. Right? And what I found from that study is at retirement at age 65, person A has more money, right? At retirement because they paid less taxes along the way. Person B, however, at death had more money than person A because they were in a lower effective tax rate retirement. They were also able to be more flexible with how they take their income, right? So what that shows, right, is yes, person A had more money, but it's not so much about how much you have. It's about how much is actually yours and not taxable. So it's important to split your savings up, especially for younger people. They have the flexibility and the ability to take advantage of these three separate types of buckets. So I often have my clients, you know, putting some kind of a split of that 15 to 25% of their income into these three. All right, I want to end today's episode reading some frequently asked questions that I found on the internet. The first question is, I'm 25 years old and I get no 401k match from my employer. I'm curious about holding both a traditional and Roth IRA. Is it a good idea to spread the tax liability around and secure some withdrawal flexibility for the future? What would be the major downside? Well, in this situation, you know, I would look at, well, if you're already putting money into a 401k, you're getting that tax deferral. And at 25 years old, it's unlikely that you're in a very high tax bracket to begin with. So because you're 25, I would be focusing 100% of your IRA savings in a Roth IRA. You have the ability for many, many years of tax-free growth. So I'd be maxing that out. And again, you don't really need that tax deferral at age 25. The second question I do not have access to a 401k from my employer, and I have maxed out my Roth IRA last year and this year. Without a 401k, what are my other options for saving for retirement? Fully funding a Roth IRA loan will never be enough. I'm 30 years old and recently finished grad school, so I'm starting savings late as it is. Well, this is a great example of using all three buckets. You don't have a 401k, you've maxed out your Roth IRA, open up a brokerage account and start dumping some of your excess savings into there. Hit that savings rate by using your Roth IRA combined with what you're saving in that brokerage account. Yes, it sucks you don't have an employer match, but this is better than just, you know, building up cash and only funding a Roth IRA, because as you said, it likely would not be enough in retirement. And the nice thing is a brokerage account, it has no maximum contribution amounts. You can put as much as you want in there whenever you want. And it's liquid. It's not, you know, there's no penalty for taking it out. Yes, it's subject to capital gains tax, but there's no penalty like a retirement account has. Final question here. I'm 24 years old. Since I plan on buying a home in a couple of years, should I sacrifice saving for retirement until I sock away enough money to make a nice down payment? So I believe in a nice balance of things. Yes, it's important to save for a down payment for a home, but you don't want to sacrifice your younger years of savings just to get equity in a house and get a down payment. You have the advantage of being young now. So the more, you know, even if you could save a little bit, it's going to make a huge difference. Sacrificing 6 years, say, just to get a down payment, it's going to put you behind the eight ball when it comes to retirement. So that's all I have for today. Please like and subscribe if you have not already. I will be releasing more episodes in the coming weeks. And as always, if you're a millennial and you're a high earner and you're looking for some advice, I help people just like you every day. Feel free to find my contact information in the show notes or my website and reach out to me. I'd be happy to help. Have a great day.